The farm community remains optimistic after the storm. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. This past Friday, Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Ken Gibbons, along with several members of the media, got their first look at several of the area farms in Macon County that were shredded by those tornadoes nearly 2 weeks ago.
And it's just total and utter devastation. These folks will be years. I mean, you know, if you've lost a stand of timber, you know, you're talking about 50 to 75 to 100 years.
One of the farms he visited belonged to Thomas Roark, who lost at least 10 head of cattle. They're still trying to find 20 more. The tornado also destroyed several barns and a 60-foot upright silo that was half full of grain. And despite the utter destruction, like most farmers, he remains optimistic about his future in the business.
We're going to rebuild. We're going to rebuild in a more efficient manner, probably go into a different field of farming, more like in the feeder cattle business, feeding cattle, because that looks like a good deal right now. We'll have a few beef cows just for brood cows, but we're probably going more feeder cattle and possibly might go a little tobacco, but I'm doubting it right now.
Well, the damage estimates so far for Macon County's farm community are staggering. Kenny Cothran is with the county's Farm Service Agency.
About $18 million in home losses off this farming property, about $8 million in barn damage and other outbuildings, about $3 million in equipment, and we've estimated about $2.5 million to replace these fences. The farm debris, we're looking at probably $1,700,000. And this morning I heard some timber losses that the Forestry Service had come up with, and they're estimating about $1.8 million in timber losses in Macon County alone.
Some $33 million in farm damages to Macon County. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.